May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 1042. I need not blush to own that he on whom my hope of heaven is built was crucified on yonder tree, since 'tis his blood that cancels guilt. Hymn 1042.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. Let us turn firstly to read in the book of Psalms, Psalm 39. The book of Psalms, Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle on while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence, and be no more. Now let us read Psalm 42. And 43. Psalms 42 and 43. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. May the Lord bless unto us each one the reading of his holy and sacred word, and may he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty and eternal God, the ruler of the heavens and of the earth, Lord, do come here amongst us here tonight, and Lord, bestow that ruling within our own heart by the gracious gift of thy Spirit, that we may indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, do separate us for a moment of time from all the worldly cares and carnal thoughts which may crowd into us and hide thee from our sight. Thou knowest, Lord, how we have come here tonight. And, O Lord, do hear the prayers that have been put up to thee before this service. Thou knowest, Lord, the needs of each one. Lord, do supply each need through the application and blessing of thy holy word of truth. Lord, we all come on common ground as guilty sinners. And we come, Lord, to plead that precious name of Jesus Christ, thine only begotten Son. We come, Lord, to plead that shed blood on Calvary's cross that alone can atone for our sin. O Lord, do grant that faith in the name and shed blood of Jesus Christ. And may we know, Lord, the power of that great sacrifice for sin, to know our pardon is sealed, to have peace with Thee, our God. O Lord, only that can bring us real joy, a joy that no man can take away from us, a peace that passeth understanding in the midst of all the varied circumstances of our lives. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy precious word of truth, of which we've read a portion. Lord, do not let it return unto Thee void. May it accomplish that which Thou doth please. May it prosper in the thing to which Thou doth send it and give it. Lord, we thank Thee for Thy word which we can read in our own tongue. But, O Lord, we pray Thou wilt give us understanding, not just in our heads, but, Lord, in our hearts. Write Thy word of truth upon the fleshy tables of our heart, that it be an influence to us at all times, in all places, in all circumstances of life, a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, Lord, we pray Thou wilt draw us and keep us in that narrow way, that way that is everlasting, that way that leads to eternal life. That life Thou doth give unto Thy sheep. O Lord, may we be counted amongst that fold of which Thou art the good shepherd. Lord, may we be amongst those for whom He gave His life, the sacrifice for our sin. Power to lay it down, power to take it again, a power to prepare a place for all for whom He died. O Lord, may our names not be left out of that book of life, but Lord, may we ever live seeking to know more and more the sweet assurance that we are Thine and Thou art ours. Then, Lord, Thou shalt have all the praise, all the glory, and all the honour that could save such a wretch of a sinner as this one, and each one of us, that we can have that hope of eternal glory. So, Lord, we pray Thy blessing upon this gathering together here tonight. May there be those sweet confirmations, those helps by the way, those words in season, the sound of Thy voice, a voice of love and a voice of mercy from Calvary. Maybe, Lord, we need Thy voice of warning. May we need, Lord, Thy voice of direction. Lord, Thou knowest what we have need of. Oh, do speak to the good and prosperity of our souls. Lord, do grant Thy blessing upon church and congregation here. Lord, be with them at all times as they gather together in Thy name. Lord, may the blessing freely flow through the sound of the gospel, the sound of the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, open the hearts to receive thy precious word by faith. Lord, be with each one, younger and older. Lord, may none of them be left out of the knowledge of thy redeeming love. Remember the children, the little ones. We commend them to thee. And children yet to be born. O Lord, may thy blessing and thy good purpose for the salvation of their souls be manifest within them. And keep them safe from harm's dangers and every evil. Keep them, Lord, in health and in strength. When sicknesses come, as they do arise, O Lord, do hear and answer the many prayers that are put up on their behalf. And even, Lord, enable them themselves, in their simplicity, to pray unto thee, that they may know that thou art their God, in heaven and rulest in all things concerning them. So may they grow, Lord, to be true followers of thee, witnesses of thy truth. And the young people, Lord, as they grow towards adulthood and into adulthood, Lord, we commend them to thee in the many changing scenes of life. Lord, in the many duties, responsibilities, the many cares that arise. Oh, do help them, Lord, to lay it all before thee, to commit their way unto thee, by faith to trust in thee. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt bring to pass that which is for their good, their eternal good, and their providential good, that they may know thy good hand to be upon them. And bring forth from them, Lord, those witnesses, those testimonies of thy mercy and grace unto their soul. And may there be a continuance, Lord, of thy visible church in this land or wherever thou doth cause them to go, even here in this place. Lord, to be the members of the churches, office bearers, ministers, pastors, mothers in Israel. Lord, those tender, fearing ones that give wise counsel, bearing one another in the bosom of prayer. O Lord, do grant such blessing and favours in these evil days. And Lord, each of us, continuing the days of our lives, O do keep us from falling. Lord, uphold us in the times of temptation. Give us all needed wisdom and grace to handle every matter. Enable us to walk in thy tender fear, seeking to do all to thine honour and to thy glory. Lord, deliver us from all evil. Keep us safe in thy loving tender care. And grant that sweet assurance within our soul that we are thine and thou art ours. Grant the unity of thy spirit and the bond of thy peace. Lord, remember those unable to be here tonight who would be here if they could. At this time of holiday season, watch over those that are away. Oh, we pray, Lord, thou wilt help them in all their journeys. Keep them safe on the roads amongst the many dangers. Maintain them in health and strength. And may their holiday time be profitable to them in body and mind and also in spirit. Remember those, Lord, at this time of year are busy with duties and responsibilities in their work and occupations. Lord, we commend them to thee. Help them in all that they have to do. Lord, at this time of harvest, O Lord, we thank thee that there is another harvest. Thy faithfulness, the surety of thy word, that seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat, day and night shall not fail, while the earth remains. And Lord, the evidence is around us in this our favoured land of thy great goodness to supply our daily needs. We pray earnestly, Lord, thou wilt supply continually the needs of our souls. Feed us with the bread of heaven. O, faith's view of Christ, the Lamb of God, suffering, bleeding, dying, delivered for our offences, and then raised for our justification. O, to worship a living Saviour, to know that love of God, O, within our heart, by the Holy Ghost given to us. So, Lord, be mindful of us. Supply our every need according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, remember all that is attended to here. Lord, be with the Sunday school, the teaching of the children. Lord, help those that teach them. We pray, Lord, that their labours will not be in vain. But in due time, fruit is brought forth to those labours, witnessed in the good of the souls of the children and young people. Lord, who use the ministry of those that thou hast sent forth to labour here in thy name. O Lord, may it be that those that thou hast called into the ministry and are engaged here, that thou wilt use them as the means of many hearing thy voice. Lord, could it be thy will to thy people here, wilt thou grant a settled ministry, a pastor, Lord, after thine own heart. O Lord, to feed them with that a treasure of thy word, to watch over them, Lord, for the good of their souls. Lord, hear all prayer that is put up to thee in this behalf. And may it be thou wilt prepare one and grant that unity that nothing can withhold it. So, Lord, we pray these things, one for the other. Be with thy people everywhere. Lord, the churches, thy people throughout this land. Thy churches, the people throughout the world. Lord, those people that are in much affliction because of the power of their enemies. Lord, do stand between them and deliver them from the atrocities that they are suffering. Lord, uphold them in faith, knowing that nothing, man cannot separate them from thy love. Supply the needs of those in worn, torn lands, those, Lord, in lands of drought and disease and much poverty. Bless the means, Lord, that are sent, and use them for their daily needs. And grant, Lord, the blessing of the pardon of sin, the blessings of many tokens of thy love. Lord, so strengthen thy people wherever they are found. And may all, Lord, down to thine honour and to thy glory. Help us now, Lord, to continue. We pray, Lord, for this nation of ours. Lord, remember our new government. Remember our new Prime Minister. Oh, do give them all needed wisdom. Lord, wilt thou not grant to them the influence of thy Spirit, Lord, to handle every matter wisely and in the debating and all that has to be decided upon. Lord, draw them to the counsel of thy word, even bring them to prayer. And Lord, we pray thou wilt so grant thy blessing and favour still toward us, guilty that we are, as a land and nation. And Lord, maintain our liberties of worship. May we yet be a nation of whom thou art our God. So, Lord, hear us, we pray, pardoning every sin. For Jesus Christ's sake we ask it. Amen.
Hymn number 759. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. Hymn 759.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon our Lord, that he will open up to us aright the truth contained in his holy, sacred, precious word. That he does not send us empty away. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of text to Psalm 42 and verse 11. Psalm 42 and verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. This 11th verse of the 42nd Psalm. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. This text, this verse in this psalm is a condition of the soul, and there's also the remedy. Now the condition is the soul is cast down. It's in a low state. It's disquieted. It's disturbed. Now, dear friends, I may surprise you by saying to a true child of God, to a true believer in Jesus Christ, this should never be the condition. It's spiritual depression. And no place in the scriptures calls us to spiritual depression. We read in one place and another, particularly perhaps in Paul's epistles to the churches, to Philippi, to those believers there. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall rule your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. We think of the words of Jesus. In this world ye shall have tribulation. There will be the difficulties. There will be the troubles. There will be the adversaries and the adversity. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What causes the soul to be cast down? Dear friends, it's when faith is very little in exercise. And when faith is little in exercise, then unbelief rises up from within our earthly evil hearts. And when unbelief rises up from within our hearts, then they produce the fruit of doubts and fears. And as the hymn writer puts it, they cast dishonour upon the Lord, and they contradict his gracious word. Different spiritual depression, if we can call it that, the casting down of the soul, is a condition in which we should not be. Yet it occurs. And it occurs again and again and again amongst the people of God. It occurs here in the soul of the psalmist. It occurred in the life, the heart and soul of David. It occurs in many of the accounts of the Lord's people. It occurred amongst the disciples, the followers of Jesus, those who were called to be near unto him. Dear friends, how this manifests, doesn't it? And teaches us the state, the solemn state, in which we are by nature. These hard hearts, these unbelieving hearts, these hearts, when left to themselves, prove we've got no faith in Almighty God. And we consider the things and the circumstances which prevail upon us, and we come to wrong conclusions. We come to fears. We come to doubt. We come to the casting down of our soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Well, dear friends, we find many things, many circumstances that brought the souls of the Lord's people into this state. I read Psalm 39, a psalm of David, where David is seemingly physically sick. He's ill. And in his sickness, he fears that his days will not be lengthened. He is a frail creature. He's got no control over the sickness of his body, which one day would no doubt bring his death. And he feared that time had come. And in this time of sickness, he's brought to consider his ways. He acknowledges his transgression. Not just one, but the plural, his transgressions. He seeks to endeavour to sin not any more with his tongue. And he finds he cannot speak. Even trying to speak good, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good. Sin was mixed with all he did. His sorrow was stirred. And dear friends, this is a low state, isn't it? You know, sickness can bring us to be much cast down. He even considered it as the Lord stroke upon him because of sin. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Dear friends, what a realization. Even though he'd known the Spirit of God, even he had known how it is to act in faith and trust in God. He'd come to this season, which cast him down. Sickness, sin. You know, when we consider any sickness we have, we have to acknowledge, don't we, its root is in sin. The curse of God upon this earth, the curse of God upon man on account of sin. There was no sickness before man sinned and before man fell. And the moment we are born, we all begin to die. A time to be born, a time to die. We cannot deliver ourselves from it. And when the realization of what we are in our sinful state is brought to us, dear friends, it casts us down. Because although we may have known the goodness of God and the Spirit of God upon us, we still find this sinful nature striving to rule our heart. And David did sin, didn't he? He sinned again and again. And so do we. And when the hand of the Lord is risen against us, it brings us into some solemn consideration of what we are, guilty, before a holy God. And we cannot deliver ourselves from it. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Dear Francis, is that the reason some of you are cast down tonight? Maybe you do have a physical sickness complaint which you carry and it concerns you and brings you down. The sickness of sin casts you down. You cannot deliver yourself from it, affecting you in all what you think and say and do. In this psalm in which we find our text, the psalmist is cast down. He's mourning an absent God. Times are not as good now as they had been. He remembers earlier days, the prosperity of them. Why, he remembers going to the house of God with a multitude, with a voice of praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. He remembered it, but it seemingly it wasn't like that now. We're not told that this psalm is a psalm of David, but we can imagine David being like this when he went to the house of God in days past with Ahithophel, his counselor, who turned against him. When Absalom, David's son, rose up to take the throne from his father David, and David had to flee from Jerusalem, going up the Mount of Olives weeping, how cast down he was. A turning in his life from that which the Lord had planted him, to seemingly where the Lord had permitted the power of the enemy to come in and overflow him. Dear friends, these things cast us down, don't they? When change comes in our lives, when we consider the circumstances of today are not as good as they once were. And we wonder why. We think of it in our own circumstances, in our own churches. Or perhaps at one time we did go to the house of God and there was many there. But now there seem so few exercised in the true desire, the worship God through the merits of his Son. There's not that longing desire to be found in the courts of God's house as they once were. and there's not the witness and the testimony of the truth of the mercy of God unto the soul, which brings people to obey the commands of the Lord, to follow him in the ordinance of baptism, and to do this in remembrance of me, the bread broken, and the wine representing, oh, his blood spilled, even for them, to do this in remembrance of me. Dear friends, we live in sad and solemn days, don't we? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? There seems to be no power in the ministry of the word of God. There seems to be no answering to the many prayers on this behalf. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Dear friends, we can think of personal circumstances under which we have no power. Oh, we are told in the scriptures of that dear woman Hannah, how cast down she was. She was barren, and the adversary rose against her. How cast down she was in her pathway. She could not eat, she could not drink. Even that which was needful for her body, for her good, oh, she couldn't put her mind to have an appetite for it. Dear friends, perhaps the circumstances in your lives, your condition which you would never have desired to have had, and it's a great burden to you, and you wonder why it is. Why this? Why that? Why am I like I am? Things do not work out as you, your own heart, desire them to be. Even others are favoured, and you are not. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within? Well, not only the Old Testament, but we can turn to the New, even the disciples of Jesus. When the disciples were obedient to the word of Jesus and cast forth to go to the other side of the sea, that great storm arose. Dear friends, they'd been on the sea many times before. They'd had much experience of those crossings, but they'd never had a storm like this. One which was beyond their power, their control. One which removed their hope of surviving and coming safely through. Then we think of the storms of life that occur to every child of God, the trials of faith, the fiery trials even that is to try them. Oh, we may have had much experience as we get older of the various scenes of life, passing through this and passing through that. And then another circumstance comes and is far different to all the others. And it casts us down because we have no power over it. Our experience of the past seems to be to no avail. And we fear. We fear the worst. Oh, there are many things to cast down on them. And especially those disciples when they lost the presence of their God, their Jesus. When he was taken from them in that garden of Gethsemane, they all forsook him and fled for fear of their own lives. And there in that upper room, we believe there they sheltered for fear of the Jews. Peter being cast down because of his sin, denying his Lord with oaths and curses, ashamed of Jesus, ashamed of his Lord and Master. Oh, dear friends, we're never very far, are we, from a sin? Oh, this lack of faith and trust. They could not of themselves believe in the words which Jesus had spoken to them for their comfort, for their hope, for their prosperity. Dear friends, their own hearts, their own minds, oh, it was bound by their own earthly self. They were given to their own understanding. And he cast them down, those two on the Emmaus Road. What did Jesus say to them? How is it that you are walking? What is this that thou art walking, communing with yourselves as ye walk and are sad, and are sad? Because the way they thought things would open out for them had all come to naught. Oh, this was he who we thought would restore the kingdom of Israel. But this is the third day since he was crucified. Dead, buried, their hope gone. Dear friends, we are poor things, aren't we? Prevailed upon by the things that surround us in this earthly life. And our finite minds and the sin of our own heart, dear friends, casts us down, doesn't it, continually in spirit. Oh, our earthly nature. There was one who was greatly cast down. And that was that man Jeremiah. Jeremiah's ministry seemed to be to no avail. There was very few who hearkened to the word of God through him. Oh, the chastening of the Lord was upon Judah and upon Jerusalem. And upon his own self. Remembering, he says, mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Therefore have I hope. What hope? In all this time of distress, all this disaster which thou surrounds him, the worship of God had ceased, the walls of Jerusalem broken down, the bricks of the temple all scattered about, the people taken captive. Dear friends, Jeremiah remembered the word of the Lord unto him. The word of the Lord which said all those people would rise against him at the beginning of his ministry when he was called to speak the word of God. But they will not prevail against thee. They will not prevail against thee. For the Lord himself was going to be with him. And dear friends, Jeremiah came through all this tribulation and trouble. He experienced it. But he experienced the faithfulness of the word of God. The people had not prevailed against him. The word of the Lord had come true. Therefore the word he had spoken, which the Lord had given to him, is anything too hard for the Lord? That after the time of captivity of the 70 years, there would be a returning. There would be the sound of the bride, the sound of the bridegroom, the sound of children. There would be rejoicing again in the streets. There would be corn in the fields. There would be a building up of the house of God. Surely the Lord's word is true. Truly the Lord's word is faithful. Oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? This I recall to my mind. The word of God, the faithful word of God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. in spite of all their sin, in spite of all their iniquity, in spite of all that unbelief, he was still their God. And there was a purpose. There was the purpose of God in all that came to pass. Yes, the solemn purpose of his chastening, the solemn purpose of his wrath. But in due time, it would yield forth the precious fruit of righteousness. There would come again a restoring of all that which had seemingly been destroyed. And the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the compassion of God, the faithfulness of God, that is what would prevail. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. Dear friends, this is a true word. You in your circumstances tonight, personally, maybe collectively. We as a nation, in this sinful nation, a praying people we trust, a churches whom the Lord hath blessed and still has his people in those places. Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. There's a purpose in all these things. You just think of Jacob. All these things are against me. All these things are against me. He expected to be brought down in sorrow with his grey hairs to the grave. Oh, what it lost. His beloved wife, Rachel, his son, Joseph, his Simeon had gone. There was the famine. Now Benjamin was to be taken. All these things are against me. But dear friends, they weren't, were they? We know the ending. Those things weren't against him. They were for him. That he may see yet again those things which had cast him down. See the restoring of the presence of his son and even of his son's children, of Simeon, the supplying of all his needs in spite of the famine and so on and so forth. And dear friends, by faith, he saw the faithfulness of God that in due time, in his way, into his purpose, all his children would be brought out from that Egypt and be restored in the promised land. He'd been just a sojourner. He'd been just a few amongst those strangers in Canaan, and Philistia and those places. But through the goodness of God, dear friends, he had this blessed hope by faith as he testified before he died of that coming out of Egypt and going into that land which the Lord had promised him. To thee will I, and thy seed will I give all this land. And dear friends, it came to pass. Oh, why art thou disquieted with me? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. Dear friends, those mysterious things which come in our lives, are they not of the hand of God? My times, says David, are in thy hand. David knew the blessing and the chastening of God. Oh, when poor David was cast down when he fled from Saul. He was in the wilderness for that length of time. And dear friends, when a trouble is upon us, for a length of time, we become weaker and weaker in it, don't we? I perhaps told you the account when I was young. I was quite keen on model railways, and my parents bought a shed for me to set up my model railway, and I went to get the wood for the stalaging. And I went to the wood yard and ordered what I wanted, and they had it in stock. And they bound it all together, and I picked it up. They said, "We'll deliver it for you." And me being proud of my own strength as a young man, I said, "No, I can carry that." And I began to carry it. But the further I went towards my home, the heavier that wood became. And it wasn't long before I was struggling. There was no increase in the weight of the burden of the wood. It was my weakness, my strength, which was failing. And we find that with faith, don't we? The more a trouble goes on, the more it's lengthened out, the more it continues. We become weaker in faith. We become cast down and disquieted within us. And David said, "I shall one day perish by the hand of Saul." And he fled to Philistia and dwelt in Ziklag, all seemingly to go well at first. But oh, then the Lord's hand upon him. Dear friends, he was cast down now. He'd lost his wives, he'd lost his all that he possessed. The men who were with him, they'd lost all their families. They'd lost everything. And they spoke of stoning him. "Oh, you fool, David. We'd be better off without you. Why have you brought us to this place to lose all that we possess? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" A hopeless case. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Oh, dear friends, what mercy, isn't it, that the Lord to his people, when they are cast down, faith never completely gives way. It didn't with Peter. "I've prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." What the Lord gives unto his people, dear friends, he's given it to them forever, and he's given it to them for a purpose. And he will cause it to strengthen them in the time of their trouble. And he still will today, because he's the same God. "Therefore, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Everything seems against you. Hope thou in God. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. He is faithful that hath promised, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Dear friends, what an encouragement, isn't it? In life's pathway, in all that may come upon us, those hopeless, helpless cases, those things which we say are impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. He is able to work, and the Paul says, all things shall work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. His purpose. There's a purpose in all things. Now, dear friends, is that you? You're the called. You love God because he hath shed that love, that redeeming love of Christ within your heart, revealed by the Holy Ghost. Then your times aren't there in his hand. All things are at his command. In this world ye shall have tribulation. Or there will be the trial of your faith. Or there will be that earthly spirit rising up again and again and again and bringing you into doubts and fears. There will be these surrounding matters which bring you, as it were, to the brink of despair. And to cast you down in spirit, to bring you very low. But, dear friends, they will not overcome you because of the promise, the power, the mercy, the grace, the goodness, the love of God toward you. And even those things he will work together for the good of your soul. I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Dear friend, was there anyone more tried than Job? Was he left in complete despair? No. We read the latter end of Job was better than his beginning, spiritually and providentially. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You know, dear friends, when we consider these cases of the psalmists, of David, of Hannah, of Peter, the disciples, what made the difference to their being cast down? It was the appearing again, wasn't it, of the Lord. The evidence that he was yet mindful of them. It was the answer to their prayers. In the disciples at that blessed time, it was the appearing of the Lord in his risen power. The evidence that they were yet his and he was theirs. Now, dear friends, that's the health of your countenance, isn't it? The Lord's appearing. Appearing in those times of trouble, the times of difficulties. All we have is gracious promise, don't we? When thou passest through the waters. We've got to pass through them. Not around them, not over them, not to avoid them. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, why art thou cast down? Oh, my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, he is faithful that hath promised. His word is true. Nothing can take it away. It will abide forever. It's Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. If God be for us, who can be against us? All the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. I shall be with thee. Through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. Through the fires, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the fire kindle upon thee. Oh, you'll feel the heat of it, yeah. But it won't destroy you, because I am the Lord thy God, thy Saviour. Thou art mine, I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine, thou art ever mine. And nothing can separate you from my love. And through these trials, through these sore dispensations, what shall we prove? We prove, dear friends, what the psalmist said. How he was to give thanks. How he gave thanks unto the name of the Lord his God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate. For his mercy endureth forever. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, his mercy endureth forever. He will bring thee safely through. He that hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it unto the days of Jesus Christ. And as the Apostle Paul said in the prison, all these things that have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Oh, those dreadful things that occurred to him as he went about the ministry of the gospel. Oh, the assailing of the enemy, the sufferings he had to endure. But I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Dear friends, Paul never lost sight of that. Oh, the things of this earth, the troubles, the difficulties, they will do, won't they? The trials of our faith, they cause us to look within. I just mention that lovely verse in the 2nd of Corinthians, chapter 4. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Those things not seen by our mortal eyes, dear friends, they are seen by the eye of faith, through the blessing of the gift of the Holy Spirit that God hath given to his people. And though there may be the sufferings and the trials, the temptation, hope thou in God. He is faithful God. He will not leave you nor forsake you. I shall yet praise him. Job said, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Dear friends, it may be, as you sung in that last hymn, you are broken hearted, because there does not seem to be that revelation of the truth within you. There doesn't seem to be that blessing which comes, which you desire to know, of the pardon of your sin. Dear friends, if you're cast down about that, is that not the work of the Holy Spirit? For one without the work of the Holy Spirit will never be cast down on account of their sin and the need of a precious Saviour. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Why art thou cast down? Oh, yes, you need this precious Christ, but he is faithful. He hath gone to lay down his life, a sacrifice for sin. And all those for whom he died, they shall come. They will be given that gift, that precious gift of the Spirit. They will be convinced of their sin. They will be led to Jesus' blood. Oh, do continue in prayer. We find that so much, don't we, here? With these that are cast down. The psalmists. Or the exhortation to prayer. Paul says, come boldly. Come boldly to the throne of grace. There to obtain mercy. And grace to help in the time of need. Dear friends, that dispels all depression. To come boldly by faith, looking unto Jesus, knowing that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. And dear friends, in that last day, when we're taken from time to eternity, I'm sure if we're able to look back and see the mysterious hand of providence and the goodness of God in the Spirit, we shall say, my Jesus hath done all things well. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Just one word comes to me and I must close. I think it's hymn 244, is it? Our Jesus is the God of hope. He works it by his power. It holds the weak believer up in the distressing hour. The darkest cloud hope pierces through and waits upon the Lord, expects to prove that all is true throughout the sacred word. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Dear friends, this faithful God changes not. This faithful God is mindful of all those that wait upon him. And that's the exhortation, isn't it, of the psalmist again and again. Wait thou only upon God, for your expectation is from him. And what is that expectation? His thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Blessed be the Lord our God, and his Saviour, his Son, Jesus Christ, who hath given us the victory. Then why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for thou shalt yet praise him, who is the health of your countenance and your God.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Barker will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Hadley again on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 983. Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God. O make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. Hymn 983.
O Lord, do bless thy word of truth unto us. Increase our faith, that we may trust in thee at all times, pouring out our hearts before thee, proving thee to be our refuge in all that rises against us. And O Lord, regarding our soul, Lord, they are sinful souls, but we have that mercy, we have that shed blood, we have the power over sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, may we be amongst those of whom we've just sung and joyfully believe. So, Lord, confirm that we are thine, and then may it be as we also sing, Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, bids thee, undismayed, go on. So, Lord, do lift us up to hope in thee at all times, knowing thou art a faithful God. Be with us as we separate all those matters which lie upon us. Lord, oh, may they become light matters in the view of thy glorious grace, knowing thou wilt do all things for us and supply our every need. So may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.